My name's Tony Castaneda, and it's time for the Thursday edition of the 8 o'clock buzz. I also got a bunch of high school kids here from East High School who appeared a couple days ago at the state capitol.
Hi.
What's your guys' names, anyhow? Tell us your names.
Hi, my name is Ariel Haber-Fawcett, and I'm a junior at Madison East High School.
Okay.
My name is Annie Motiviloff, and I'm also a junior.
All right, make sure you talk right into the mic, though. Oh. That's good. Well, I think we got your name. And
my name is Ellis Kondrashoff. I'm a freshman at East High School.
Okay.
And my name is Annabelle Stottleman.
All right. And we're going to be talking to these kids, and they appeared at the state capitol a few days ago to testify in favor of, especially after in the aftermath of the very terrible shooting in Parkland, Florida, last week on a Democrat-sponsored bill. So we'll be talking to them. Joining me in the studio, I'm very pleased to have Annabelle Stadelman-Scanlon, who's a junior at East High School, Ariel Haber-Fawcett, who's also a junior, and Ann Motiviloff, who's a junior, and also Ellis Kondrashoff, who's a freshman at East High School. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. And I got you kids down here, and well, you guys testified a few days ago at the invitation of State Representative Chris Taylor to address the Democratic-sponsored bills, gun control bills. Can you tell us what happened and why did you guys do this?
Basically, Chris Taylor asked us to come down to be part of this press avail. Because she wanted to have a uniquely high school perspective on what was going on. So we went down there and we talked about how scary it is to go to school every day and not know whether there could be a school shooter. Like yesterday there was actually a gun like at someone brought to La Follette High School here in Madison, Wisconsin. So this could happen anywhere, and we wanted to make sure to emphasize to the Republicans that the youth in this nation are caring about this and want them to take action. It should not be like a partisan issue. They should be just saving student lives.
Okay. Well, I mean, let's go back. Let's just go back. You guys are students at East High School in Madison on the east side. Is this something that you guys think about, have been thinking about for a while? And anybody can join in on there. Looks like Ellis wants to address this. You're a freshman.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been concerned about the possibility of guns being brought into your school?
So for me, it's pretty much been since I was in kindergarten, because every year we always have a code red drill where we're supposed to make sure we're have the lights off in the classroom and we're away from the door, just so that we are protected from a gunman and they hopefully don't realize that everyone's in their classroom. To me, I've since kindergarten, as I was saying, I've just been scared of what if someone was smart enough to realize that we were in our classroom. There's not much we can do then. It's just, to me, I've completely been scared of my whole life in school of a gunman coming into my classroom and killing me and all my classmates. It's not something good in any way.
So you're saying these code
should have to think about
these code red drills are they commonplace? How many times a year? I mean, we used to do fire drills. What?
They have it every month.
Every month there's a code red drill?
Yeah.
What about fire drills? They still have those?
Also every month.
Okay. I like fire drills better because class gets disrupted and you get to go outside. And sometimes you come back in if you want. I mean, at least at the high school I was at. But, I mean, this is not a laughing matter. Mm-hmm. So what about last week's shooting that affected you guys to the point where you're like, you know, we got to do something else about it? What inspired you to come down to the state capitol 2 days ago?
Just the fact that it could have been us. You know, it was us looking and reading the news and thinking, you know, that could have been me or my friend or everyone in my class.
I think the craziest thing about it is how normalized it's become. It's so frequent to hear about on the news that I just like looked at the headline of the article and I didn't even bother to open it. Like I already knew it was some white guy who had bought the gun legally, and it was like it just wasn't a surprise that it's hard to let that register in your brain. That 7 people were killed because of the incompetence of our legislators who were bought off by the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
We've become entirely desensitized to it.
All right. And do you see that with the kids at school, to other kids? What do people think about these things? You can go and speak into the mic there. Sorry about that. We only have three here.
It's kind of, I think, an unspoken shared experience. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I spoke to when we were talking to the press was that, like, every time the code red goes a minute over what it's supposed to, you get kind of like this feeling like, okay, what if this was for real? And even if it's not, you know that, like, you're prepping for something that if it was real, your life would never be the same. And it's so hard to think about that, that I think that students don't really like to talk about it until they're forced to, because their government isn't going to talk about it without them pushing it in their faces.
What about the rest of your students, the ones that did not go to the state capitol, your classmates? What are they? Do you got any sense of where people are thinking and feel about this?
Pretty much everyone is on the same page. I mean, this is like a school environment that we are forced to go to every day. It should not be an unsafe environment. And in fact, we are planning a walkout for March 14th, and students are going to walk out and march to the state capitol in support of gun control, better gun safety regulations.
So a lot of students I know as well, they are, like I was saying, they're also not really happy with the current state of things. A lot of them I know have a lot, like when a code red drill happens at all, even if it doesn't go overtime, like Annie was saying, they'll often have panic attacks just thinking about what it would be like if this actually happened. And it's just horrible to like watch people have this much fear over such a commonplace thing that really shouldn't be that way.
And honestly,
go ahead and talk into that.
If you're not completely scared about it, then you're not thinking about it deeply enough, which is kind of like a safety mechanism that we all have. Like, if we really did think about it, we would all be scared all the time. But we have to just, you know, we have to try to ignore it to some degree so we don't just all go crazy with grief.
Why do you think that high school students, especially around the country, have finally said this is enough? I mean, what is the difference? I mean, I hate to trivialize these types of shootings, you know, and you have experience, as you know, and I've experienced. It really affected me too last Thursday when I spoke about that shooting that just happened the day before, or 2 days before. It just felt different. Where I felt very angry and very saddened. And what about this last incident that people finally said? What about you guys? If finally you guys said, we got to do something about
this. So for me, what the big thing was that was different about this one is these were a bunch of high schoolers that seemed to be fairly like politically active. And so the best I can tell for me is that these high schoolers who were able to speak out for themselves, they were able to explain exactly how they felt, how it happened, how much terror they experienced. It allowed them to speak out and inform other people of how horrible this was for them.
Right. What about the anger that people were feeling, students? I mean, still, there's a lot of grief mixed in with this. I mean, it's a tragic event to see your teachers and your students get gunned down. But then anger came out. What about that as a response? And how are you guys feeling? What are your feelings about this?
Well, I mean, I would second that anger along with the grief, because it's really, really, I mean, to put it mildly, frustrating to see that your government prioritizes the interests of the corporations that back them before their people, before the people who they are supposed to be serving, and that they're willing to put students' lives at risk to protect their political interests. I mean, that's not the point of government. That's wrong.
Okay, so you guys went to the Capitol then 2 days ago. And what of the response, and what did you think about that whole process about bringing your grievances to the politicians and the policymakers? You could try this, Annabelle, or tell me about your experience. What did you think about being down there, and how effective was it?
Well, I actually felt that it was an amazing opportunity to make my voice heard and the voices of my classmates. And it's just very sad that it had to come to this, to us actually going down to the Capitol to state our concerns, because these concerns should be on the minds of politicians, because these representatives, we are their constituents. We are the people that they are supposed to be representing. And I just thought, you know, I'm upset at the fact that this is even necessary.
I think that's important to note is the Republican shenanigans that went down yesterday were absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, describe what happened actually in this process.
So what happened is there was 101 bills on the agenda, on the Republican agenda for that day. But instead, the Democrats realized, the heroic Democrats realized that this was like an issue that needed to be faced right now, of gun control every single day being an issue. So they decided to force through a procedural move for a bill on background checks, which is just a common sense safety measure that should be bipartisan. But instead, because 90% of the population supports background checks. So instead of the Republicans looking bad by voting no on it right away, they tried to present an amendment, which was basically just a completely new law that just took out that whole part about background checks and added that we should give grants to school for having armed law enforcement officers in their schools, which is not a solution because there's going to be even more guns in schools. That doesn't make anyone feel any safer, particularly African-American students who are already fear the police and other students as well. And then there was like an amendment to that amendment, which just put background checks back, and then amendment to the amendment to the amendment, which eventually passed. So it just had grants for armed guards. There was no background checks in the bill, and also straw policy, which means that you can't allow someone to buy a gun for somebody else. So there was like a slightly, it got slightly better, but also the fact that we might have more law enforcement officers in our schools is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. What about the argument that of arming teachers?
So I personally have a lot of feelings about this subject in particular, because I don't feel, we're seeing a lot of Republicans go with this response to put more guns in schools and to, you know, arm teachers and special personnel. And I really don't think that this actually addresses the root cause of these problems. And for me, it kind of seems like they are giving up. They're saying there's no way we can prevent this. We just need to minimize the casualties, minimize the impacts. And I don't think that that's right. There are definitely ways that we can go about stopping this from happening at all.
What about the teachers at East High School? Do you guys know where they feel or stand on any of this?
I went into English class yesterday, and I was explaining what had happened to my class, because they were like, oh, like, where were you yesterday? And I was like, oh, yeah, I was down at the Capitol. And my teacher was like, what? They want to, like, give me a gun? I don't want a gun. I get my phone lost anyway. I don't know what I'd do with a gun.
And, okay.
They're standing with us on this. I'm almost positive that almost all the teachers at our school are behind the students.
Okay, wait,
it is
wait.
It's not a conducive learning environment for your teacher to have a gun in your classroom, to say the least.
Right. And where are they going to put it? You know, in their purse, on their desk, in their desk, and where students might go in there and take it or whatever. I mean, this is not a laughing matter. Go ahead, Annabelle.
I just don't think it accurately represents what education should be. Because it should be a learning environment. School should be an environment that I go and I feel safe in. I can learn. I can educate myself. And bringing guns in schools really does not make me feel safe. It does not make me feel ready to learn. And it doesn't make me want to go to school.
All right. By the way, I'm speaking with Annabelle Stadelman-Scanlon and Ariel Haber-Fawcett and Ann Motoviloff. These are all juniors at East High School here right in Madison, Wisconsin. And also Ellis Karnashoff, who's a freshman, who also went down there. You kind of mentioned the whole issue of the police in schools, which is actually being taken up right now, and the school board is bringing that. Have you guys thought about what are your thoughts about armed police in Madison schools?
Well, we already actually have police officers in our schools. We have at least one. It's always there. I think there might be two always there that are armed in our schools. And it's honestly like a little bit scary just to walk by them, because they're like fully armed. They're wearing like body suits, like just very official police uniforms. And it's a little scary because you don't know like what they're going to do. Like, what are they going to try to like just enforce normal school behavior policies with and go too far? Like, it could be really scary.
Well, some people say, well, this is this prevents, don't worry about making noise, I'm moving that mic, that's fine. Only one or two people ever complain and listen. and they know who they are. some people argue that armed police officers are there and they will prevent these types of shootings that happened last week.
Well, there have been armed guards at schools where there were shootings.
There was an armed guard at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
Okay.
So, it's proven that these don't work, and all they do is militarize schools and make students feel more unsafe. And, like, it's a war zone, but you can be stopping the problem in the first place.
What would you guys like to see in our society, and not only in your schools, but what do you think we should do to prevent these types of things? And Ellis or, Annabelle, you can go first.
So, me personally, I feel like there are a few things that should happen. First off, just background checks is a huge thing, and something else the Democrats have a bill for. I'm not sure how it went, there's preventing bump stocks, but also preventing people who have a record of domestic abuse from getting guns. Those are some things that I think should happen. But then also, I feel like that any like military-grade weapons or most semi-automatic weapons even, the public shouldn't really be able to get access to those weapons, seeing how there's not much use for them. For hunting, I don't think there's many hunting weapons that are semi-automatic. Most of them are pump shot. And then, like, if you want to protect your home, you can still use a revolver, which is not semi-automatic. You can use a pump gauge shotgun. There are many other weapons, too.
All right. So you would like to see a ban on AR-15 specifically, these assault-type weapons.
Yeah.
Speaking to that, I actually hunt. My family owns guns. And I can say with absolute confidence that there is no reason to own these weapons for hunting. And if you own them to kill a rabbit, if you have like an assault rifle to shoot down a deer, then that's not fair chase and that's not what the sport should be about. So you are like, these weapons exist to kill other people and they're military grade and it's not right for civilians to have open access to them.
All right. Something that goes hundreds of rounds per minute just to kill a deer.
All right.
And I feel like... Yes. What we're asking is just the bare minimum that should have been done years ago. Background checks are absolutely necessary, and the majority of the public actually supports it. But the banning of bump stocks, which makes weapons automatic or more automatic, these are just common sense issues and common sense, laws that we can actually institute very quickly.
Like, which you notice Donald Trump actually came out and said he wants to ban bump stocks. What do you think about that? Is he sincere about that or what?
I don't know. He says a lot of things. Part of me thinks that it might just be a PR move, kind of. But I mean, if he's willing to ban bump stocks, then I suppose that's good no matter what his motive is. Any sort of break from the NRA policy is a step in the right direction.
All right,
I think what's important right now, though, is that the Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly are not in support of this, and they're like cowardly trying to avoid saying no on background checks. But in fact, they voted yesterday to table the measure on background checks, which proves that they do not support this common sense measure that that Americans support.
Okay. We're going to wind down here on this discussion that we're having. It would be great to keep on to go on, and this is definitely something that we're going to follow. Alice, you wanted to say something? Do you guys have something coming up? Is there an event that you want people to know about? You mentioned there's going to be a walkout. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's going to be March 14th at noon. We're marching from East High School and all of the other surrounding Madison High Schools to the Capitol.
That kind of reminds me of like 6 or 7 years ago back in the Act 10 days. Are you guys veterans of that? And of course, you guys were probably in middle school at that time.
Too, for Day Without Women and Day Without Latinos. So it's and Tony Robbins to walk out 2 years before that.
All right, so
my mom is Carrie Mudvilov too. She was the president of MTI during the walkouts. So
okay,
it's my second home from 2014.
So you guys have been more active now. What with this experience? What do you think is going to happen? What do you guys think you need to do to step up your game and make these things come to fruition? Your demands.
So if we want to make a lot of these things happen, what we'll need to continue is the same motivation for change. We need to keep this up if we want really anything to happen. If we just let it slip through our hands like most of the other shootings have done, then really nothing will come of it. So what we need to keep up is this constant pressure of showing that high schoolers do want these changes. and showing that we're the ones who are affected by most by this, not the people who are adults and not in high school in any way, shape, or form. It's just something that we feel, while many politicians today have never experienced this pain of having to go through a code red drill and having this fear in the pit of your stomach.
Annabelle, what do you think?
I also agree with Ellis. We need to keep up this motivation. We need to do something more than send thoughts and prayers. We need to actually implement policies that will prevent this from happening. And as high schoolers, we need to continue to motivate our representatives to accurately represent us.
Additionally, making laws that prevent ridiculous amounts of funding to campaigns would take a great step in the right direction, because the NRA right now, the Republicans in the legislature are in the death grip of the NRA right now. They are the only reason that they would possibly go against these common sense gun measures that Americans support would be because they're afraid of losing their NRA funding.
All right. Well, you guys, I want to thank you very much, not only for being here this morning, but for standing up and for coming and speaking out at the state capitol, and also being hopeful that you can bring about some change by doing this. You know, there's a lot of people that are cynical. I don't know where the rest of your students do. What do you think about the rest of the student body at East High School? Do you think that you are accurately reflecting their wishes?
I think definitely. East is a really positive community, and we have, well, not always positive in like a, you know, happy go lucky way, but like it's a really, really good community to be a part of, and it's very accepting and very progressive and tends to see the entirety of issues, and including this one. I think that we speak for the student body of East when we say that we need reform to keep us safe now.
Even if we weren't progressive, all students are scared of guns. This is just a common sense thing. Every school, even Republican schools, should be against this.
What do you want us old people to do besides get out of the way?
I mean, just any support for the issue is, any support is support. And I think that all people need to stand together, no matter what their age, ethnicity, gender, no matter what issues they stand for. If everyone stands together on this issue, then we can make it clear that the government is not representing anyone's desires except those of corporations.
Yeah.
All right, Alice?
So what adults can do is also, a lot of teenagers and younger people don't really have that much of a voice, or don't feel they really have much of a voice. Something that a bunch of adults can do to help is they can really make these high schoolers feel like they do have a voice and can help, and they can really help elevate their voice so that they actually have a platform to speak off of, so people can actually hear what they're saying.
I'm just showing you guys this headline in the Wisconsin State Journal. Angry across U.S., angry teens rise up. Is this a different moment here?
I'm angry.
Yeah, definitely. We are angry that it has come to this. You shouldn't be relying on teenagers to tell you what you need to do with your government. You should realize it yourself.
Okay, I want to thank all you guys for coming down here. Annabelle Stahelman-Scanlon, Ariel Haber-Fawcett, and Motovilov, and Ellis Kondrashov, who's a freshman there. And you guys are all juniors. I want to wish you continued success in school and beyond that, after that. And personally, I want to say, continue and keep on doing what you're doing, because some of us parents were like, whatever. But it's very hopeful for us to see what you guys are doing, not only here in Madison, but across the country. So thank you very much. Say hi to your friends listening at East High School. You guys got some shout outs out there? What, anybody listening?
Yeah, well, just like thank you to everyone at East, and thank you to everyone who came down to the Capitol the other day, and all of you who are planning to join us on March 14th.
March 14th.
Thank you so much for Chris Taylor and Melissa Sargent for encouraging us to be involved and realizing the value of the youth voice in this conversation.
Those are two amazing women, and I absolutely appreciate them.
And also that new woman from Racine. What was her name?
Greta Neubauer.
Yeah, we like her.
All right. Okay, she's there. All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
All right.